A significant shift in global trade patterns has just been observed, with India surpassing China as the largest supplier of cotton products to the United States. This development is particularly noteworthy, given the substantial impact it is likely to have on India's trade balance, textile sector employment, and the broader theme of supply chain de-risking. On 13 March 2026, several key events occurred across multiple sectors. India became the largest cotton supplier to the United States, with Indian cotton product exports to the US reaching approximately 0.6 million tons, while Chinese exports fell to 0.5 million tons. This shift is primarily driven by US tariffs on Chinese goods, ranging from 10% to 125%, which have incentivized American importers to diversify their supply chains. India, with its large textile manufacturing base and competitive labor costs, has been the primary beneficiary of this trade diversion. In another significant development, scientists from the Zoological Survey of India discovered two previously unknown lichen moth species in the eastern Himalayan region. The first species, Colossira holowai, was found near Golitar, Sikkim, while the second species, Asurabaksa, was discovered at Panijora, West Bengal, near the Baksa Tiger Reserve. Both species belong to the lichen moth group, a category of moths that feed on lichens and are considered bioindicators of air quality and ecosystem health. NASA also confirmed that asteroid 2024 Year 4 will not collide with the Moon in 2032, resolving earlier uncertainty that had briefly made this object one of the most closely monitored near-Earth asteroids. The asteroid was originally discovered by the ATLAS telescope located in Chile and is classified as an Apollo-type asteroid, a category of near-Earth asteroids whose orbits cross Earth's orbit. In other news, the Chhattisgarh government approved the draft Freedom of Religion Bill, designed to prevent religious conversions effected through coercion, inducement, fraud, or misrepresentation. This move is significant, as it engages with the constitutional provisions related to the right to freedom of religion, specifically Articles 25 to 28 of the Constitution. The Supreme Court, in the case of Rev. Stanislaus V. State of MP, upheld the validity of state anti-conversion laws, holding that the right to propagate religion does not include the right to convert others. Shailesh Kumar, an athlete from Bihar, won the gold medal in the men's high jump T63 event at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix held in New Delhi, with a jump of 1.84 meters. The T63 classification refers to athletes with a single baloney amputation or equivalent impairment who compete using a running prosthesis. Kumar's personal best stands at 1.91 meters, and he has been targeting qualification for the Asian Para Games. The Purple Fest was organized at Rashtrapati Bhavan, celebrating the talent, achievements, and aspirations of Divyangjan, or persons with disabilities. This event is part of the government's broader outreach under the Accessible India campaign, also known as the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. The term, Divyangjan, was coined by Prime Minister Modi, replacing the earlier term, Viklang, and reflecting a change in social framing from disability as limitation to difference as a form of divine ability. Union Minister for Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan inaugurated a common incubation center at Tejpur University, Sonitpur District, Assam, established with full financial support from the Ministry of Food Processing Industries under the Pradhan Mantri Formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises, or PMFME, scheme. This center aims to strengthen food processing innovation, entrepreneurship, and skill development in the Northeast. In a significant agricultural export milestone, Assam's geographical indication, or GI tag, Johar rice was exported to the United Kingdom and Italy, marking the first international commercial export of this heritage aromatic rice variety. Johar rice is a short-grain aromatic variety indigenous to Assam, known for its distinctive fragrance and nutritional properties, and holds a GI tag under the Geographical Indications of Goods Registration and Protection Act, 1999. India also established the world's first autonomous maritime shipbuilding and systems center, aimed at strengthening India's maritime manufacturing and defense shipbuilding capabilities through autonomous and AI-driven systems. This initiative aligns with India's Maritime India Vision 2030 and the broader push for indigenization under the Make in India initiative in the defense sector. Lastly, the ongoing ASEAN conflict has resulted in significant expenditures, with the United States spending over $10 billion on the operation and has claimed the lives of over 1,000 Iranians and 7 American service members as of 13 March 2026. The conflict has also damaged UNESCO-listed heritage sites in Iran, implicating the 1954 Hague Convention for the Protection of Cultural Property in the event of armed conflict. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's cotton exports to the US in 2025 were approximately 0.6 million tons, making it the number one supplier, while China's cotton exports to the US in 2025 were approximately 0.5 million tons, displacing it to the number two position. The driver behind this shift is the US tariffs on China, ranging from 10% to 125%, which have led to supply chain diversification. India's total textile exports are approximately $44 billion per year. The two new moth species discovered by the Zoological Survey of India are Colossira holowai, found near Golitar, Sikkim, and Asura Baksa, found at Panijora, West Bengal, near the Baksa Tiger Reserve. Both species are lichen moths, which are bioindicators of air quality and ecosystem health. The Zoological Survey of India is headquartered in Kolkata. Asteroid 2024 Year 4 was discovered by the ATLAS telescope in Chile, which is a NASA-funded early warning system. The asteroid is an Apollo-type asteroid with an orbit that crosses Earth's orbit and is approximately 174 to 220 feet in diameter. It is believed to have originated from the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. NASA has confirmed that asteroid 2024 Year 4 will not hit the moon in 2032. The Chhattisgarh Freedom of Religion Bill aims to prevent conversions via coercion, inducement, fraud, or misrepresentation. The key case related to this issue is Rev. Stanislaus V. State of MP, in which the Supreme Court upheld anti-conversion laws. The constitutional articles relevant to this issue are Articles 25 to 28, which pertain to the right to freedom of religion. Other states with similar laws include Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, and Uttarakhand. Shailesh Kumar won the gold medal in the men's high jump T63 event at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix, with a jump of 1.84 meters. His personal best is 1.91 meters, and he is from the state of Bihar. The T63 classification refers to athletes with a single baloney amputation or equivalent impairment who compete using a running prosthesis. The PMFME scheme was launched in 2020 under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees over 5 years. The scheme operates on a one-district, one-product approach and aims to strengthen food processing innovation, entrepreneurship, and skill development. The incubation center was established at Tejpur University, Sonitpur District, Assam, with full financial support from the Ministry of Food Processing Industries. Johar rice is a short-grain aromatic variety indigenous to Assam, known for its distinctive fragrance and nutritional properties. It holds a GI tag under the Geographical Indications of Goods Registration and Protection Act, 1999, and was exported to the United Kingdom and Italy in March 2026, marking the first international commercial export of this heritage aromatic rice variety. The Autonomous Maritime Shipbuilding Center is the world's first, established in India in March 2026. The center aims to strengthen India's maritime manufacturing and defense shipbuilding capabilities through autonomous and AI-driven systems, aligning with India's Maritime India Vision 2030 and the Make in India initiative in the defense sector. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics covered today are relevant to various aspects of the UPSC syllabus, including GS2, GS3, and prelims. Remember to note the key facts, numbers, and concepts as they can be useful in answering questions in the examination. In conclusion, the events of 13th March 2026 have significant implications for India's trade balance, textile sector employment, biodiversity, and defense capabilities, among other areas. As you prepare for the UPSC examination, it is essential to stay updated on current events and understand their relevance to the syllabus, as this will help you answer questions confidently and effectively.